Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
It's very nice to see you, Matt Demmer.
It's always good to see you.
It's specifically good to see you, though, because there's something really, really cool to talk about, which we're going to get into in a second. Something
I'm excited.
Awesome happening in July.
Yeah.
But let's just talk about the past few months since that night at Carnival City.
We're still going back there again. Oh, God.
What have the past few months been like?
Hustle.
Yeah.
It has been a hustle. We are working so hard. And by we, I mean the team that I hooked up right after the competition ended. I mean, you can't work alone. There's no way you're going to make this thing work alone. So I had to go out there and find people that are willing to help me and that, you know, that just love me and want to see me do well. So, yeah, we've been working very, very hard trying to get an album out, trying to get collaborations, as many shows as we can, and interviews, of course.
But you were very conscious of the fact that you were going to have to hustle super hard after the competition, during the competition.
I remember I even mentioned it.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? What's happening now? It's nothing. Immediately when it hits the 22nd of November, that's where the real Matem is going to come out.
Yeah.
The real hard worker in me is going to unleash itself.
And people are still so unbelievably invested in you and your story, and you're constantly engaging with different fans and growing a bigger fan base and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
No time for breaks in this, huh?
Well, you try. If you see, that's why I'm having tea. You
know?
Because when you have the time, you use it. But because there's so little time to just relax and just throw your feet in the air. It's, oh gosh! But when you get it, use it.
Let's talk about this media production company of yours, which is, of course, putting on your first one-woman show. So you've started a company.
I had to. You know, as I'm growing in the music industry, I'm learning quite a number of things, and I mean actually a lot of things, because you meet legends, people like DJ Cleo, that teach you things that you didn't even think existed, like having to own your own publications, you know? And so, yeah, I'm doing something like that. I know that once I have my own company, everything will be mine.
Absolutely. And you get to guide your specific narrative, which is very important. And you can express your creativity in the way you want to.
Exactly. So hence, I'm pulling out a show.
Absolutely.
With the help, yeah.
Very, very cool. It's going to be happening on the 2nd of July at the South African State Theatre. Talk to me about every aspect of it. I want to go into the business of putting it together, the creativity that goes into it in terms of building the set, what you're going to be performing, how it's going to look, all of that. Let's just touch base on every aspect.
So because it's a one-woman show, there's going to be lots of Matema and lots of Matema.
Yeah.
So the setup is royalty, the theme. It's royalty. The queen is in the house.
Mm.
So we're going to be in a palace, or more like a castle.
So cool.
Yeah. And we see Matema coming from the roof, coming from underground, coming from the sideways. It's going to be so much of Matema, but it's going to be so filled with music and especially sounds that people have not heard me sing before. Things that I've been working on since, of course, the last day of the competition. You know, songs that I've written so far and songs that are going to be on the album that I'm working with Universal, of course. And yeah, lots and lots of great music. But during the intervals, we have comedians, we have dancers, because those are the things I love. But there's not going to be any artist that's going to be singing except myself.
Hence,
a one-woman show. Yeah.
What are you writing about?
I write about inspiring people. I mean, for someone like me that had to enter Idols 3 times, I know there's someone out there that's just waiting for that breakthrough. Like, you know, you just want that one gig. Like, just that one gig. So I write to inspire people like that. That, you know what? Keep dreaming. Keep fighting. The journey's too long, so you can't give up just yet. You know, you never know when you come into a sun or the tunnel. So I write inspirational music.
Why do you think this is one of the most exciting times to be you?
Because people still love me. People are still, you know, they're still hungry for me. And I'm using that time, this time, because they still want more of me and they can't wait to hear what I have inside, because they could see what I could do during the competition. But who are you really? You know, they want to know the real me. So I'm excited because the hunger is still there and I'm going to give it to them.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, in the context of idols, you've kind of got to go with the flow and the direction of the show. And it's difficult to find your specific artistic stamp, but you seem to have invested all your energy in that, following that experience.
Yeah.
So that when that album does come out, when we do go to the One Woman show, it's a very unique version of you, and it's the version that you want us to see.
Yeah, because people already have, like, some have expectations already. They're like, I know she's going to come in shorts. I know she's going to come and rock that Whitney Houston number. So that's where the surprise comes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You love this dressing up thing, huh? I've never seen you look bad in my entire life at all, ever. I was even looking at your nails right now.
Gosh!
You've got, on each hand, so there's four black nails. And then you've got on each, I don't even know which finger that is, but it's like you've dipped it in gold.
You know what?
And it sparkles. It's levels.
You should see in the dark.
Does it glow in the dark?
It does.
Wow.
I know, eh? It's so cool. You know what? I've always loved fashion and dressing up and looking nice. You know, I've always loved it. And with so less opportunities that I had, you just look at them and be like, oh man, I wish I had that hair.
Yeah.
I wish I had that dress. So now the opportunity is there. You know, God has just been good. And yeah, I just love it. I love dressing up.
So those fingernails are, there's levels to how dope they are, but there's still no ring on the wedding finger.
Oh yes, yes, yes. You know what? We're still working. We want to make money and make a living, you know?
So there's no,
so by the time it gets there,
not even potential at the moment.
No.
Nothing.
No, mm-mm. We're working very, very hard. Although we can see them.
Okay.
He could make a good.
And it's not for their lack of trying, right?
Well, some. You know? And then some you're like, but really? No.
Not going to happen.
No, come on. But you know what? We're working. Hard work before.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I don't have time to sleep, you know, to just have a weekend and just sleep, where will I get the time to give a call to some person?
Some bae,
in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
it's so much work.
What do you think it'll take, though? What is he going to have to bring?
More of me.
More of you.
If you're double me,
then that's going to work.
Yeah, we wouldn't want something totally different. We want someone more or less.
I mean, you really do look fantastic. I mean, are you working out? Are you?
Thank you so much. I haven't been to the gym in a long time.
Doesn't look like you're not going to the gym at all.
You know what? We thank God. We thank God. We thank God for less sleep. I think less sleep is working.
And you didn't have breakfast this morning.
I didn't. This is actually my breakfast.
The tea
my
is your breakfast. Yeah, that's
this
not a breakfast.
Tea is my breakfast. Yeah.
That's not a breakfast.
Cliff Central's the best. They give you tea. Rooibos tea, like that.
I dig it. How would you describe your style? Because now that I'm, you know, really examining it, you've got this.
I can see you looking at me.
You've got the makeup's on fleek. Everything's on fleek. The watch is as shiny as the one
nail.
Fingernail on each hand there.
Oh my word. I don't know. How would I describe it?
You're very glamorous.
Thank you. Thank you. So kind. What a way to end my day. I'm a more sophisticated yet simple, but, I love class. I just love class. Mm. I believe in standing out and not fitting in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you kind of have to do though to be a star, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why would they call you an idol?
If
you look the same as every other pop star. You know? So I just so that's why I put so much effort in. I have a huge mirror at my place. So I'm like, will they turn their heads? If they won't, no, let's change.
What's been the most interesting interaction you've had with a fan?
Fans that hit on me.
That must be quite a few interesting interactions then, because I would imagine that's
because
a lot of them.
You know what? They come and, you know when you're filing up a CV? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what they're trying to do. You know,
they just launch into who they are.
Do you know that I have like 8 cars? And I'm like, okay.
And
can
then?
You sing? No, yes, I sing in a church choir. I'm like, but really though? Oh gosh, yeah. And of course, haters. I always have the most interesting conversations with people that don't like me.
Oh, but yeah. Why would someone not like you?
I don't know. I find it very hard to understand.
It is weird. I don't
I'm
know.
So likable.
What it, you are very, very likable. I've said that since day one, since the first time I met you. You're very, very likable.
Thank
I never
you.
Managed to see the shoes. I haven't seen them so far.
So I've got some nude heels on.
Those are high heels.
Come on. So they go with my jacket. And since all you can see, I have some green on my jacket. It goes with my handbag.
Ah, it's all coordinated.
It is. You pay attention to detail.
How are the friends and family digesting everything that's happened on the verge of this big one-woman show, everything that happened last year, the album that you're recording?
Yeah. For people that didn't really believe in me, because, you know parents, all they want from you is a degree.
Mm.
And after that degree, they want you to go to an office, sit in front of a desk, and get 16,000 at the end of the month.
Mm.
They are happy with that because you know what? You have a job.
Stability.
You know what I'm saying? But with me, I had to tell them that I want to go with the passion more than just getting a salary.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, Matima, no, that's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not everyone that does music that has made it in life, you know? So, it was hard. It was hard to convince them until they came to the live show. The first live show. That was the first time my mom actually saw me sing.
Hmm. I remember you said that, yeah.
I know, hey? And she was shocked. She was shocked. She was in tears. And every day she'd encourage me. And you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So right after the competition, now the competition is over. And she thinks, oh my word, my child is so devastated. Wherever she is, shame she's. So I had to prove it to her that, you know what? This is going to work.
Mm.
It's going to work out for us. You're going to see. So every time she sees me, she's like, I can see. Yeah, it is working.
It's happening.
It is happening, you know? And then she sees me on TV. She saw me on Selima Tunes the other day.
Mm.
She's like, it was so nice because I'm just watching TV and like, boom, there's my daughter.
Yeah.
The same daughter that I was telling her the other day, you should be a translator because that's what I studied for.
Yeah, you speak four languages.
Yeah, you should be a translator and that's it. Don't do anything else. So when I see you smiling and mingling with celebrities, I'm like, shame, man. I'm so proud of that girl. So yeah, they're still digesting it. It's still, yeah.
It's still happening.
People like my little sister, every time she sees me, she's like, couldn't you hear my big sister, eh? Oh yeah, you are.
She must be raiding your closet. She must want everything in
you
that damn
see what
closet.
She's at school. The things she says, it's good. Yeah, that's my big sister, eh?
Yeah.
That's my, right there. And they're like, really? Blood? That's my blood sister, right there.
The most important thing, though, is to be proud of you, and you must be really proud of you. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's. I think what's also really impressive in this context is that you have immersed yourself so heavily in the business side of it,
mm-hmm.
And in controlling, you know, your own destiny almost.
Yeah. I think Idols just created a platform.
Yeah.
But from there, you need to think on your feet.
Mm.
I mean, who do you want to be? Do you want to be Idols runner up for the rest of your life? No. You want to be Matima.
Mm.
Who's Matima? Matima has her own recording company. Matima has her own, you know, sound engineer. Matima has her own entertainment lawyer. Like, you have to draft yourself in a way that people start respecting you for who you really are and not what Idols has made you to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is so cool having you on.
Of course.
It still feels
anytime.
Like yesterday that it was
I know,
the day
hey?
After.
When I walked in here, I felt like I was here like just 2 or 3 days ago.
Yeah.
That's the last time I was here, I got a gift.
Oh, what did you get last time?
Yeah, you remember you had a party?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, now I know for next time. We'll have to bring a present when we come visit you at the State Theatre.
Oh, yes. I'm actually asking for it indirectly. But yeah.
Tell me about this big gig and how we get involved.
The 2nd of July is my own one-woman show. One woman, just me and me alone on that
all you
stage.
Need.
You know what I'm saying? It's royalty. I'll be having, it's going to look so cute. Gosh, I'll be having, pianists, guitarists, drummers. Everyone will be there. It's going to be a one hick, you know, rock star show. 2nd of July, you can get your tickets at CompuTicket. They're on sale already. And they're doing so well. I'm so impressed. Like, I still can't be, every day I ask myself, is it really me, God? Is it really me? And then I can't get an answer. But then I have a question. Why not me then? You know? Mm. So yeah.
It is you then.
Yeah. Compu ticket, and they range from 150 for regular ticket and 250 for VIP. And, State Theatre Pretoria.
It's going to be so cool.
I believe I'm going to see them there.
Yeah, you've got an interesting relationship with that theatre. You know, every corridor there.
My word. You know, I remember because we were there the other day. Yeah. We were selecting some props and everything. And I just felt like a flashback was going through my head, you know?
But now it's your stage.
But this time it's me and me alone. Mm. You know? People are there to see me and me alone.
I love it.
So yeah, everyone who's going to be there is people that want to see me and me alone. There won't be a mixture of t-shirts there, no. But just one.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. I'm so grateful.
And to connect with you on social media is also very easy, right?
Yes, it's so easy. I mean, Matema Moremi everywhere. Matema Moremi. And to see if it's a real page, check the numbers. Because there's a lot of fake pages. I had a page. I actually came across a page. Some person created a page, and that person was asking people for money.
Oh, no.
I was like, what am I going to do with such, you know? Because even if you tell them to turn it down, they'll just ignore you. And they did. I tried.
Ah,
so, yeah, just check the numbers.
My Demma's never going to ask you for money unless it's for a show. That's the only time she'll ask you for money. She's got too many people offering her money. She doesn't need to ask you.
Stop. I need that money, though. But no. If it's real, just check the numbers. Instagram at @Matema_Moremi. Twitter, @Matema_Moremi. Facebook, which we're going to change soon. Mm. Idols Essay, @Matema_Moremi.
Fantastic.
And WhatsApp, @Matema_Moremi.
It is so good to see you. I'm so, so impressed with everything that's happening in the story of who you are right now. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you.
The 2nd
Thank
of July you. At the South African State Theatre,
yes.
You're going to present your first one-woman show tickets
first,
at CompuTicket.
First one-woman show. Over 1,000 people.
I dig it.
Such a risk that we're willing to take. We're filling up State Theatre. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Why not?
Matema, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Let me have my tea. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.